Hey, this is Paul Lawton from the Ketamines. Keep it locked on the Earshot 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmond, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and we're counting down the charts from a lovely website, earshot-online.com. The charts are for the week ending June 25th, 2013, and Brian's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
If you're just tuning in, don't worry, we'll fill you in. You're a little late, but you'll catch up. Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every Tuesday or Wednesday evening at earshot-online.com, and you can find the entire national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 over the 2 hours of the program. And as Anthony mentioned, we're about to delve into the top 10 as well. You can also find regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week. Other published charts included in that are also weekly genre reports, which include genres such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, loads more. Go check it out.
And if you want to contact us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and on Twitter @earshot20. All are great ways to talk to us and reach out if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist. We want to hear from you. And in the first hour of the program, if you missed it, we spoke with Rob Joannis from the band Paint, an emerging band coming out of Toronto. And he's on his second release and just having a blast doing it, and was able to talk to him. So if you missed that, you can go back and check out the program anytime, radioforall.net, and download from there, or you can also podcast on iTunes and of course the Entertainment 411 in the first hour with the first 10 mixed in. And now we're going to get into the top 10, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up first.
All right, re-entering the program this week is The Born Ruffians, and their new record is called Birthmarks. You're going to hear a track called Oceans Deep, and you might have thought that you heard from them just recently. You'd be right, debuting this week at number 9. Also, the Exclaim pick this week was the new record called Olympia by Austra, which is the second album from the Toronto synth pop band fronted by singer Katie Stelmanis, and you're going to hear a track called You Changed My Life. And after that, falling to number 8 from number 5 is Young Galaxy, her track from Ultramarine. Stay tuned. We'll let you know what it was when we return.
All right. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
The ocean's deep. She knew that much before she had just gone. Leave and never come back to you. Unless you watch you sleep. No, she never said it's fine. Yeah, you're gonna weep before you go. You got to know she had to go.
Now
to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
You changed my life for the best. You changed.
What we want is just what we want.
It's the Earshot 20.
From the album Ultramarine, that was Young Galaxy at number 8 this week, falling from number 5, and that was a track called What We Want. You also heard You Changed My Mind by Oustra, debuting at number 9, their latest record Olympia. And re-entering the program and the charts at number 10 was Born Ruffians. From the record Birthmarks, you heard Oceans Deep.
And if you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a cool site. You should check it out. And these charts are for the week ending Tuesday, June 25th, 2013. We've got some more lined up for you coming up very shortly in the program. You're going to hear the lowdown, give you some insight into some of the other debuts happening on the charts, but not in the top 20. And you're also going to get an interview with our number 2 artist this week. Paul Lawton from the Ketamines will join us in a little bit, but before we get there, we have a few more tracks to bring you, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up.
All right, at number 7, Dan Fors, Hood Fang from the album Graves. Here's a track called Neverminding.
Number 7.
Listening to the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was A Tribe Called Red with Electric Intertribal from their newest record, Nation to Nation, which is at number 6, up from 12. And number 7, down from 4, was Hooded Fang from Graves. The track, Neverminding.
Indeed, Neverminding. And we're Neverminding the time because we're having such a good time in here that we're just going to keep going until the end of the hour when we have to stop, because that's as long as we have. But I know you're enjoying it, too, out there in Radio Land, aren't you? Just not at the radio. That's what I like. All right. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, and now part of the program, we like to tell you about some of the albums that are making debuts on the charts, but not quite in the top 20 yet. They could cinch their way up, though, and we call it...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Fair amount of new stuff at you this week, and as you've been hearing through the program, lots of movement in the top 20, so probably all kinds of stuff that's going to be inching its way into the program. Lots of new stuff in the summer, as is generally the case in the music environment, I'd say. Anyway, at number 50 this week, debuting the debut album from the LA-based indie pop duo Capital Cities called In a Tidal Wave of Mystery. At number 44 is the second album of art pop from Edmonton singer-songwriter Doug Hoye. That's called To Be a River. At number 43, Brazos, and a second helping of melodic indie rock indie pop from Martin Crane, now working in Brooklyn with bassist Spencer Zahn and drummer Ian Chang. And their new record is called Salt Water. At number 40, the self-titled second album from the Halifax hip-hop group The Caravan follows up their debut ECMA-nominated record Emerald City. At number 38 is the split release on Napkin Records, featuring a track from each of the Vancouver punk bands Bertha Cool and Hemogoblin. At number 32 is Ken Mode and the fifth studio album for the Juno Award-winning Canadian metallic hardcore-influenced noise rock band from Winnipeg, and their new album is called Entrench. At number 31, Max and Morin returns as Champion with a brand new electro lounge orchestral project titled Degree One. And finally, number 21, Danger Mouse produces the eighth album from the Alaskan psychedelic pop group Portugal the Man, and it's called Evil Friends.
I have so many questions about what you just read.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Are you ready? Question number one, is Danger Mouse Dead Mouse's brother?
No, that's a dumb question.
Number two, is Ken Mode Depeche Mode's brother?
That's another dumb question.
And my name pick of the week, Bertha Cool and Hemogoblin Love It. That's great. There. You answered all my questions.
I thought you would go for Brazos.
I had that written down, and then I was like, oh no, Napkin Records? And then to top it off, that's the name? Love it. It's great. Brazos was my number two. Okay, going to keep moving on now and counting down more of the charts. We're getting into the top of the charts now. Number five coming your way next, and we'll move on from there. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up.
Coming up from number eight to number five is Arts and Crafts' newest compilation, X, which features combos of all their different artists, and you've been hearing this over the last couple of weeks. This week's we're going to hear a collaborative track between Apostle of Hustle and Zeus called Bizarre Love Triangle. Also in this set, you're going to hear from Imaginary Cities and their new record Fall of Romance, sitting at number four, up from 10.
All right, stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number five. It's a problem I find, living a life that I can't leave behind.
Is the sunset telling me who is the most of who sets you free?
But that's the way that it goes, and it's what nobody knows. While every day my confusion grows.
Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and meant to be. Every
Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you say the words that I can't say.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
Imaginary cities. Brian watches me.
I wish I wasn't. You're terrifying. Who's Watching You by Imaginary Cities from their latest record, Fall of Romance. That's number 4 from 10. Number 5 from 8 started that set from the Arts and Crafts X record, Apostle of Hustle and Zeus, bringing you a track called Bizarre Love Triangle.
All right, we're chatting now with a man who is no stranger to the charts, nor is his band. The Ketamines debuted at number 8 with their new album on the top 50 and quickly jumped to number 2, where they are sitting for a second week. And we welcome Paul Lawton from the band back to the show. Paul, great to chat with you again.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me.
No problem. And so I guess we'll start with getting you to tell us a little bit about your newest release, You Can't Serve Two Masters.
Yeah, it is the first... It's our second record, although it is like the 10th record that I made with James Leroy, who is the kind of main collaborator on the records. But it's marks the first one where I was in Toronto and he is back in Lethbridge still. So It was the first one where we were kind of collaborating more over the internet, et cetera, et cetera.
And what was that? What was that dynamic like? How does that work when you're in two separate places at once? How does it work to put your sounds together and really try and express what you're feeling about the album in a particular type of sound or feel to a song?
Well, the two of us are both basically shut-ins, anyways, and it's pretty much a variation on how we used to collaborate. Well, we've been writing and recording records together since like the late '90s. And as soon as we figured out we could individually do our part on, you know, in our own separate studio or recording areas and just send it to each other back and forth, it kind of just took out all the stress of us standing around waiting for each other to come up with an idea or to work something out or whatever. And it just kind of like allowed us to kind of, I think, creatively expand our sound quite a bit, actually, because I would be able to listen to something he would do for a week or two and slowly develop my own ideas about what he was doing and then record something, send it back. And then I guess the only difference is that it takes us a really long time now to make songs, but I think that the songs are better and a little more I hate to use this adjective, but interesting.
And it is a very great sounding album. And do you feel that there is a change in your sound now? This is your second release. Do you feel like there's a change in your sound from your previous release, or is there some continuity with kind of the sound between the tracks and things like that?
Well, I mean, I think it always just sounds like us, and from day one, since we first started, we've kind of just always remained genre agnostic. And, you know, especially in the garage world, which we kind of get lumped into a lot, we go play like a garage festival and it's just, you know, 20 bands that have the exact same sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they'll keep that sound very consistent throughout the entire set. And I'm just like, I find that really like mind numbing, I guess, even though I love a lot of genre heavy bands, if that makes sense. It's like, it's just not for me. Like, I don't want to be on stage just replicating the same idea in different ways. I just, you know, I think we kind of always talk about how we're just slaves to the song as maybe, I don't know. Yeah. However that sounds, whatever, it's how we think about it. It's just like, whatever this song is whatever we sound like.
And from the album title, You Can't Serve Two Masters, is there a story behind that? Is it kind of a theme that flows through the songs, or is there something totally separate that kind of an aha moment you had when you were thinking of the name for the album?
A lot of that, the songwriting in the You Can't Serve Two Masters album came during a point of kind of personal flux for myself and James separately. And together, like, I moved, and at the time when I moved, I was touring a lot with Ketamines. James doesn't tour with us. He, like, has health issues and stuff, so he's at home doing his own thing, and I've got different people kind of coming on the road with me. And at the time, I was a professor at the University of Lethbridge, and I was also, so I would, like, teach a class and then go on the road for a weekend or a week or... And kind of like going back and forth between these two lives. At the same time, I was also like working pretty much a full-time job on top of that. So it's just like, I think a lot of the album's focus is on just the strain of trying to make it and trying to, you know, serve different interests in your own life, if that makes sense.
Makes total sense.
I'm just like running it through my head. I think that makes sense. I'm pretty sure that's where I was at. Like, at the time, it was my academic professional life was one of my masters and the other was music. And in the end, I kind of chose neither. I took like a desk job in Toronto on Bay Street. And, you know, so for a while it was looking like neither was going to win. And although I just got back from a 3-week tour, last night at 4 a.m. So I think music in the end will reign supreme if I can figure out a way to pay my bills with it.
Very cool. All right, Paul, going to get you to hang on the line. We want to hear more, but first we're going to kick back into the charts. And sitting still at number 3 this week, here is Golden Youth on the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
We're back now with Paul Lawton from the Ketamines, and I wanted to chat about your touring. I know you guys are no stranger to the road, and in fact, you are just finishing up a pretty extensive tour that you've done across part of the country. How has the touring gone for this record?
Oh, it's actually the so it's the best tour I've ever personally done. I've got the band right now is like kind of an awesome all-star cast. Like I've got on drums, Jesse Locke, who is the main editor at Weird Canada, and he's also the touring drummer for Dirty Beaches for a long time. And as well, we have this guy, Andrew Payne, on guitar, who is like kind of an institution in the garage scene in Calgary and Ottawa. And as well, we got this super talented kid, Alex Hamlin, who's just incredible. So it's like artistically, I couldn't be happier. Every show just got better and better and better. We were also touring as a second band, so like the same four people. We're also Zebra's Ears, which is Andrew Payne's band. So we would go in and open our own shows with our own, our other band, which was really fun. I'd rather be on stage than not on stage if I'm in a bar at this point. So
that didn't get tiring for you by doing by opening the show for yourself and then getting back on stage and doing doing then a full set for Ketamine?
No, quite the opposite, because we had this weird, it became this weird competition within ourselves where one band would have a better set, like depending on the night. And we kind of like had this, like, even though it was all us and both bands, we would have this thing where it's like, oh man, the Zebra's Ears really killed it tonight. We got to step up our game. Ketamine, you know, it's like we're, it's like this like schizophrenic thing, which I've found really rewarding. And I think we are all better after 3 weeks of doing that. It's like, it's going to be hard to go back to just playing one set at night. You know? I mean, obviously it's not, and it's not really conducive to do that all the time. People are going to get sick, and there's only one time you can kind of roll that trick out, I think, before people are like, I'm not going to go see this again, you know?
For sure. And so, how do you feel this album has been received among your fans?
I have no idea, actually. The actual album isn't officially out for another couple weeks. We had a cassette copy on tour. The vinyl got delayed until July, so a lot of people haven't even heard anything but the title track. So all we're kind of going off of is the response to the new songs when we're playing them live. So like the set right now is pretty much half Spaced Out, which is our album from last year, and you know, maybe a quarter of the You Can't Serve Two Masters, and then a quarter of our new singles. We have four new 7-inch records coming out in the next 6 months, so we've been playing a lot from that as well. Just from like seeing the response to a few of the songs that we've been playing, the first song on the album, Come Inside, we've been playing on this tour a lot, and that song is really, like, I know it's good just by the way that people clap for it at the end, I don't know, or like, or the way that they don't look bored, whereas there's a few other songs where I would be playing it and looking at people looking at their phones and be like, okay, the song is not working. You know, it's like the weird indicator now of success for your music is how many people in the audience are checking Twitter. You know?
Right. Very cool.
Which is kind of a bizarre metric, but whatever. I mean, people's attention spans are just fractured all over the place, right?
Right. And so they very well could be enjoying it thoroughly, but they're checking their phones because it's kind of like what they're programmed to do.
That's right. Yeah, and you never know. I mean, for me as a performer, I hate looking at someone standing right in front of the stage and checking their phone. It actually like sends me into this weird rage almost every time. Even though you're right, it's just something that people just do. I do it all the time. I'm as guilty of it as anyone. But it's like when I'm on stage and I'm demanding your attention, and I feel like I'm a very demanding performer in that way. It's like I just want everyone to be watching me, you know? It's not, I don't want you looking at your Twitter. You can look at your Twitter at home. Why'd you pay $10 to come watch me if you're going to just sit there on your phone, you know? Anyways, weird digression.
Truly valid argument. All right, if you want to learn more about the Ketamines, if you're not familiar, then shame on you. You should be. Ketamines.com is the website, and you can find them all over the internet. You just go to Google, search Ketamines, and they're there. Paul, it was really good to chat with you again.
Cool, man. Yeah, thanks so much.
And go ahead.
No, go ahead. Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's really good, as usual.
No problem. And at number two this week, sitting still from the week before, here is the Ketamines on the Earshot 20.
Number two.
Surrender.
This is the Earshot 20. Number one.
I just wanted you. wanted you to stay.
All right, Daft Punk, I'll stay.
That was The Game of Love by Daft Punk, sitting still at number one for the third week running. Is their latest record, Random Access Memories. Before that, you heard from the Ketamines. I don't know. Anthony always tells me I'm wrong. I want it to
you
be.
You say potato, I say ketamines. Potato. Yeah, yeah.
Sitting still at number two was the new record, You Can't Serve Two Masters, and you heard the title track from that record by the Ketamines. And also sitting still this week, all the top three the same this week, which is quite a rarity. And that was number three, Golden Youth, Beyond a Wilderness. You heard a track called Daylight Colors.
And that does it for us for another week. We are live every week, 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time at Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. You can listen on the dial 107.3 FM or online at localfm.ca. You may also be hearing us on one of several campus and community radio partners, whom we thank for carrying this program. So check your local listings. And you can download this program and other shows from our repertoire on radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can podcast the show on iTunes. Thanks to Rob Johannes of Paint, James Keys from Exclaim, and Paul Lawton of the Ketamines. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio with you again next week. Thanks for tuning in. There's more great campus and community radio programming on the way, so stay tuned. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.